Hello, everyone, and welcome to our final Mom Game After Dark of 2023. I'm Emily Jones, she's Julie Dobbs, and we're not together because it's After Dark, and we're never sometimes we're together on After Dark, but very rarely are we together on After Dark, because that's what makes it fun. So we're home, we can pour a glass of wine, and just talk and catch up, and we don't, you know, we don't have a lot to worry about because we're in our houses and our kids, well, I don't know where your kids are. One of mine is hopefully in the shower, another one's on his way home from practice, but we do these thanks to our friends at Francis Coppola Wines, formerly Noble Vine, not formerly, let's get that straight. So Noble Vines is who we've talked about and who's brought us the Mom Game After Darks for, you know, years, a couple of years now. And we've loved Noble Vines. That's what I'm drinking tonight. I've got two bottles on display for you that are in my wine racks, the Cabernet 337. But they're like, listen, you guys did such a good job with Noble Vines. We have another wine that we want you to help us promote, and that is Francis Coppola. So they're like brother and sister. So Noble Vines is the sister and Francis Coppola is the brother. And the brother loves us so much that they are going to be the sponsor of our studio in 2024. So we will be the Mom Game coming to you from the Francis Coppola studio.
How fancy is that? We have a studio sponsor. So yes, thank you, Francis Coppola.
I mean, and is it more fitting that we have a wine as our studio sponsor?
It's only very makes fitting. Sense. Cheers.
Yes. Yeah, it does. What are you drinking?
So I do have the Francis Coppola, the brother and the brother-sister scenario that you laid out. Mm-hmm. And it is part of the Diamond Collection, which is really, really good. It's a 2020 Black Label Claret Cabernet Sauvignon. And it's just so smooth. Drinking it right now.
Yeah.
I feel like this one in particular would go really well with a big meat dinner, pork, chicken, steak. I want a steak with this one, actually. I love a good steak with my cab.
Like a Christmas dinner.
Christmas dinner.
Ding, ding, ding. Mm-hmm. Holiday dinner. Hanukkah dinner. Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate.
Diwali.
A celebration dinner.
Yeah.
Yes.
A celebration dinner. This is part of the Diamond Collection, and the Diamond Collection offers the perfect wines for any occasion, big or small. And like I said, it's the perfect pairing with all holiday meals, and Coppola Diamond Prosecco is my favorite Prosecco going right now. It is so good. It goes great with friends and family at your next holiday party. We love the people at Francis Coppola and Noble Vines. And they're going to, once again, be the official wine of the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth coming up in May of 2024. I'm going to actually try
that's my course.
I know.
We got to go because they're redoing the course. Like, no golf has been played since the last tournament, and no golf will be played until the next tournament.
Oh, wow.
So you need to mark your calendar. We need to make that happen. It's going to be awesome.
May of 2024. I sure will. And they're also going to continue to support the Do It for Dirt Foundation. They're just awesome people. You know, when we started out with this thing and we kind of had like envisioned our ideal sponsors, I just love how it's all come together, especially with the people at Francis Coppola Wine. It's like, wine? Are you kidding me? That makes so much sense for us. And the fact that they're, you know, sponsoring our studio for the next year. They're coming back for another year. They want to make sure that they're involved in the things that are important to us, which for you is the Do It for Durit Foundation. Just really
and
great.
That's what I love the most, Julia. I want to say that right fast. Like that you don't have to ask them. You don't have to ask them like how, you know, oh, can you help us do this? Like Dave Duncan is like, what can we do to help the Do It for Durit Foundation? You know, what can we do to help, a number of charities that they work for. They're looking to help. You know, what can we do? When we did our Mom Game launch party, 3 years ago or whenever it was. You know, it's like, what can we do to help? We want to help. And it's like, it's so
awesome.
Nice to not have to be like, do you want to do this? Do you? And they're like,
they're all. Yeah, I connected them with Susan G. Komen, and they helped with that too. And now they're helping donate to some Susan G. Komen. They're donating wine to their events. So they're just awesome, and we're grateful for them. And we're happy that we have the fun, crazy idea to do these after darks with them and because of them. So thank you.
I know. Mm-hmm. And they're fun. Can you do something for my OCD right fast? Will you turn that label a little bit so we can see it? Yeah.
You
that's
like
what
that?
I'm talking about. Okay. Yes. Okay. So pull the curtain back. We shot the mom. We're shooting this on a Tuesday night. We shot the mom game on a Tuesday morning. Same day. So we talked about on, because I don't know which one's going to hit first. It's their whatever. You guys know we're a shit show, but so if you listen to the mom game, you heard us talking about things and we're like, no, we're saving that. We're saving that for after dark. So we had a few things that we were going to talk about because these are kind of, you know, not really timely things. It's just kind of like random things that pop into our head that we want to discuss. And I've got a couple. Don't let me forget. One is, you know, when we were talking about, you know, my dad playing pretty good defense with, you know, with us as kids, and then Mike playing prevent defense, you know, whatever.
Planning you a massage on your ski trip.
Stuff, mm-hmm. Booking, yes, total prevent defense. And I think we need to give some suggestions on prevent defense for wives or for women.
That's a good idea.
It, you know, as moms and as wives or significant others or whatever. So do we want to talk about that
first?
Yeah,
let's talk about that first.
Or do we want to talk about...
Well, let's talk about that first and then wrap up with her. Talking about hot guys.
I feel like it could get... this could all be very connected. But I feel like sometimes too... You know, and it depends on what stage of life you're in. And I don't want to talk too much about the sex. But I feel like we kind of need to talk a little bit about, you know, not just the sex, but, you know, like fulfilling each other physically.
Okay. All right.
So I feel like for, you know, for you and me or whatever, maybe that, you know, that booking of that massage is, you know, the ultimate like, oh, this is so great. You did this and this is amazing. And that fills our cup, so to speak. We also have to think about what fills their cup, and sometimes their cup is different than our cup, right? You see where I'm going here?
I think so.
So I feel like as my husband pulls up, I can see him.
So
out
you
of
think
the
that's
window.
Like what they're, you know, that's their massage.
Not everything. I think it's part of it. It's, you know, but it's like, you know, so we get so busy and so wrapped up and everything, and we're tired and busy and all that kind of stuff. But it's like, you also need to kind of, okay, bottom line is we don't have to talk about the sex, but like, why did I spell
know,
that
in case
out?
There's
like,
any kids listening.
I say F word all the time. I don't know. But we talk all the time, you know, about, I don't know. We just get tired and we,
very
all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
The bottom line is, in my opinion, you've got to find out your life partner, whoever it is, whether you're married or dating, or if you're, you know, in a relationship with them and you want to nurture it and make it a priority, you've got to find out what those things are. And I'm not saying like, oh, does your husband want to honk your boobs every day? Like, or does your husband want to, mm-hmm. whatever, but like, you have to find out like, what is it that's going to, you know, how can you play that prevent defense
how can
too?
I fill your
to where it's
cup?
Like, how can I? I hate that term, and I get it. The filling
so
of
you,
the cup.
Do you
I just
think
I feel
that
like it gets way
just
overused.
Learn over time, or do you need to ask? Because sometimes we think we know, and it.
I think
you don't know.
Yeah,
like
it's a good point. But like, okay, so if like for example, like Mike going fishing, like that fills his cup, which is also a little strange because it involves getting away from me and the rest of the family. But we
ding,
all
ding, ding, ding,
we
ding,
all
ding.
Need time to but we all need
should
we all need time to get away, right? Like I think
when
we
he gets inside and I can call Kelly in here. What? It'd be so funny to ask them.
and ask him what fills his cup. Listen, if Mike McCoy thinks we're talking about the sex, he's going to lose his mind. He's never going to talk about that. And I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, but like
specifically.
We don't have to even.
But like physical stuff is important. Let's be real. Like also too, physical stuff's important to me. Like, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like you've got to.
You've
got to
what?
One of those things where sometimes you're like, I don't think you know, you don't think you're in the mood or you don't think whatever. And then like it happens and you're like, well, damn, that was, that sure was nice. You know, like,
how much have you been drinking over there?
No, I swear. Like this is my first glass of wine, but I don't know where it's like,
No. And that it's funny.
Ladies have needs too. And it's oftentimes where it's like, you don't feel like it's time or you have it. And I'm not saying the thing, but you, any kind of, you know, thing, physical thing or whatever that you're like, oh, this is what I'm doing. And then it's like, oh, well, man, that sure was nice. How about that little pleasant surprise I didn't know I needed?
And sometimes you think, like you don't have time or you're too tired, but then you'll stay up and you'll look at your phone for like more time than that would have taken, or like, you know what I mean? So it's you're right.
Yeah.
You need to just kinda like...
I mean, so anyway, that's just what I saw that clip and I love that clip that Ashley posted, you know, about the prevent defense. I think it's so true. You know, kind of in our parenting, in our marriages, all that kind of stuff. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I think it's just basically my like stupid sports way of saying like, figure out what it's going to take, you know,
it's almost like staying a step ahead,
make things work.
Like, yeah. Like stay a step ahead and like, instead of figuring out how to like get past like a fight or an argument, like what can you do to like,
instead of getting a 60 yard touchdown thrown on you, you know, let's stop the guy at the 20. Like, let's figure out where this is before he gets into the
right.
end zone, you know?
Yes. So, red zone defense.
So anyway, that I just thought about that. Right. Well, and I thought about that because I thought we have a lot of male listeners and they're probably like, well, F you, what kind of prevent defense are you running over here for me? You know, like it's not just about what they're doing and how can they, you know, make you happy and how can they fill your cup and all that shit. Like it's a two-way street. And I think it's our responsibility as partners equally to make sure that those things happen. And two, like I said, like in parenting and in all, maybe all relationships. I'm not sure if that would translate, but I mean, I kind of think it does, to where it's not about the sex, it's not about the whatever, but it's like, find out what does recharge those batteries? What does kind of bring you back together, you know, as a mother and a son or a husband and a wife or a friendship or whatever. And try to identify those instead of just like being like, fuck, I'm so, and especially that, like I said, this time of year, we've talked about the last couple of weeks, just how I'm just so fried and not feeling like myself and just kind of weird and off and personal stuff happening with friends and that breaking my heart. And, you know, I think it's just, it's good to talk and check in. And I know that's something a lot of people don't like to do, because it's just like, let's just keep on, we're just going to keep going. We're just going to keep going. And I think it's, I don't know. I just have been meaning to talk about that since we made that clip, because I love the clip. But then I thought, well, what about the other way around?
Yeah.
You know?
No, that makes a lot of sense. So. It really does. That's a good point.
Okay, well, there's
like
my wisdom for the night. And no, I have not. That's literally my first.
Okay, because I thought when we...
I mean, since our margarita. But
What are you... How do you shop for Mike? Like, Christmas? What do y'all do? Like, because every year Kelly's like, you don't have to get me anything. Let's save money, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, I want to. I think I got a good one this year.
Yeah. So this is a great topic, because so far I've gotten him... 3 pair of underwear.
That's so nice.
But they're expensive underwear. And he sent me the link and I was like, oh, okay, I'll buy them. I mean, because that's kind of like what we do at the holiday. Like I always buy the kids new underwear and socks at the holidays. And so I was like, okay, well, he needs new underwear. These underwear are $35
Holy moly.
Yes. So I bought three. They come three, with
superpowers?
And now I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. We'll find out.
What is that brand?
It's Patagonia. Oh, Patagonia
makes underwear? I didn't know
Yes.
that. They must be so comfy.
Well, they're $35 wow. a pop.
Okay.
They must. Well, and so anyway, so now I'm like, do I try to manufacture another gift that he hasn't? Because so Mike's like my dad. So my dad never, my dad, like literally the instant he needed something, he would go buy 12 of them. So you just never had the chance to like buy him something he really needed and him be like, I mean, he was appreciative of everything we ever got him or did for him, but like it was impossible to buy, like practically buy for him. And I feel like Mike is kind of the same way where it's like, you know, he's into fishing. I don't know what fishing shit is. Like, I don't know what to buy. So I'm like, okay, great. So he sent me a link for underwear. So here we go. But then I'm like, I can't just have three pair of underwear for him.
Right.
That seems.
What do you usually do?
So just and then I don't know. Sometimes we don't buy each other gifts at all. I mean, I feel like maybe last year, because we had just moved into this house, like we literally, I don't think we bought each other presents. So I don't know. I feel like I should do, like, we always want thoughtful things, right? Like, I feel like I should do something thoughtful. Like, what if I don't know. What if I got us a, cause I'm going on vacation with girlfriends at the end of January. So what if I did like a, you know, overnight at, you know, at the, even it's a staycation here in Fort Worth and we go to the Drover or we go to the Omni or whatever. Like that might be nice. Like, and it's an excuse for us to get away and I could print out a cute little certificate.
Yeah. That'd be cute.
And then do like,
I like that idea. Like dinner. Yeah. So I think like I might do that. Staycation. Yeah. Cause it's,
well, I mean, just even overnight, like just for us to, you know, get away.
The Drover's super nice.
Before, but the Drover is so expensive.
It's so expensive. Yeah.
You know how much the Drover is? Oh my gosh. It's like, it's like really $700 like a night or something.
It sounds kind of rude. Like it's lovely. It's beautiful.
Or I could just put it on a certificate. It is. But I thought I could just do it on a certificate and then it's on him to present said gift certificate whenever it's
okay.
Time.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then you'll do it, like take it from there and like do all the booking or.
Right.
And then you don't have to actually figure it all out. Yeah. I like the certificate move.
And I have a $50 gift certificate to Bob's Steak and Chop House inside the Omni in Fort Worth. So I can just do it there. Yeah,
you could. That's a nice hotel. I got Kelly.
So what are you going to do?
That he listens. But,
to our show.
Well, I know he doesn't.
Oh, Mike definitely does not listen to our show. Thank God.
I know.
But some of his friends do. People will tell him about stuff.
Really? They'll listen to the mom game and tell him?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. Sometimes you forget, right, that people listen to our show. I know. And so, like, the other day I messaged all my, like, Texas country dudes because we've got the Dirt event planned for next year and it's going to be huge. It's going to be our 10th anniversary. Like, we're blowing it out. So I messaged all of them, like, Josh Abbott and Randy Rogers and Casey Donahue, Pat Green. And I was like, hey, homies, like blowing it out for Durit, whatever. And the day, I think it's November 8th. Like, I want to get on your calendar, blah, blah, blah. Like, literally, I sent it on a Friday night, but no one responded. So, like, Monday, I was like, gonna assume that no one received this text message that I sent on Friday because no one's responded. And so Josh Abbott texted me back and he was like, we all dropped our phones in the pool. And I was like, okay, well played. Well played. I mean, he probably saw it on social media. I don't know that he's like listening to every episode of The Mom Game. But it's like, you know, I was out somewhere, you know, I can't remember where I even was. Oh, at a party on Saturday night. And so somebody came up to me and was like asking me about my phone and asking me about stuff on The Mom Game. And it's like always like the most random people that you think, you know, you're not, you forget that people listen, which I love. Like I love to hear it, but it's always like you know, be like a 65-year-old man. He's like, love you and Julie on the mom game. And I'm like, holy shit.
I know.
Like, that's awesome.
I get that too.
I can't believe that he... I can't believe I said those things that I said so many
times. But that's why they love it. That's why they love it. Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's funny. So yeah, I forgot what the whole point of that was.
I was talking about...
Mike doesn't listen. But yeah, you forget that.
I was talking about Kelly.
What are you going to get him?
Sorry. So I feel like this was a good one because he said not to get him anything, which I didn't really want to do. He also has the birthday right after Christmas.
Oh, Mike's is January 19th.
Kelly's is... December.
When's Kelly's?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I almost always forget that it's even happening till like the week of. But I got him because you know how we love Kauai. That's kind of like our spot that we love. And he there's a golf course there that he shot like a 72 on, which is like his best score in a long time. And the course is like really beautiful. So I found it was like on Etsy. It was like golf prints, and so it's like a big print of that course framed. Yeah,
cool. Okay, by chance, does he have his school the scorecard?
Probably.
Did he keep the scorecard?
I don't know that I could find it, but probably. I bet he did. I could look.
If you could find the scorecard, there might be a way where you could like, like, I don't know how the print will come, but like if there's a way to incorporate his scorecard or like even get the scorecard framed to where you could have the scorecard
underneath.
That'd
be really great. Yeah. Yeah.
The
I'll
print?
Have to look. I know where like his secret spots are. So.
Yeah. See if you could find that. But like, I think they appreciate that stuff just as much as we do,
I think so.
Like thoughtfulness. So, okay. So I'm going to do that. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to like print out a, like a ticket that's like redeemed for, you know, a one night rendezvous with me and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Cause I can't, and then that's like, and then I feel like I should get him some more underwear.
More than the three?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe just up it to six.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's three more holidays.
Let's blow it out. I mean, if you're going to do three pair of underwear, you might as well do six, and then we can do a complete clean out. Because the man literally has six pair of underwear.
That's amazing. I love that all he wants is underwear.
Why are you not so much?
I don't know.
How many pair of underwear do you have?
Not enough.
Do you wear underwear every day?
You told me that you didn't, and I thought that sounded like a novel
idea. I only wear underwear with jeans.
because it cuts down on your laundry. It's not comfortable. It's just one more thing to worry about. And so,
but
I've kind of been going to this school.
So I only have yes.
Especially with like yoga pants and stuff.
So
yeah,
there's all it does is push stuff around that doesn't need to be pushed. And it shows lines that don't need to be shown. And let's work with a smooth surface instead of like stuff bulging out of things. And then it gets all wadded up and So I wear them with jeans. I wear thongs with jeans. And then I have those Hanes, those briefs that I love that like if I'm wearing loose pants, like I have some loose leather pants and I'll wear them with those or like I have them on right now.
Nice.
Like, cause I sleep in them and then I put on my comfy pants. Like these are my comfy.
Yeah, I've got on some sweatpants
my
too.
My comfy like
lounge.
Yeah, like sweatpants. So I wear those under there and then I can sleep in the boy shorts. So I don't know why we started talking about underwear.
We're talking about Mike.
That's what I'm getting Mike. But
cheers.
Yes. Because he only has six pair of underwear. That's why.
Men's underwear has gotten quite fancy though. Like there's some.
I mean, $35.
That's kind of ridiculous.
I know. You're yawning so bad.
This is the time. I get sleepy.
I know.
But it's fine. It's good.
Okay, what else were we talking about today on the show that we said we were going to talk about? Oh, crushes.
Crushes
like
and
who
hot,
your,
hot
like
quarterbacks.
Who, so who oh, was your... Hot quarterback. Ooh, sick burn.
What? It wasn't a burn.
You just said hot quarterbacks. Oh, and Dak.
I didn't mean it like that. I just remembered we were going to talk about that a little bit more because I was surprised.
Oh, I thought you.
I was surprised that you think Dak is hot.
I do. I think he's handsome. Maybe not like hot, but handsome. I think he's handsome for sure.
Yeah, I just.
And what about my? And we didn't. Did we go through the? I didn't go through many quarterbacks. Okay, so growing up, who was your heartthrob?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wait, which one was
Jonathan
he?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. He was on Home Improvement, and Devin Sawa.
Oh my god! Now we're showing our age difference.
Yeah. Those.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Yeah. Oh, my – well, Zach Morris.
Oh, yeah, Mark Paul Gosselaar.
I loved him.
Zach Morris was hot.
Yeah. Were you on Saved by – were you in on that, Saved by the Bell?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So were you a Zach or a Slater guy?
I am all Zach. Slater is not my type. Mario Lopez. No,
definitely not.
Yeah.
So growing up, it was Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I feel like he will always be 12 in my mind.
I know. I was like 12 whenever I was obsessed with him. But and then Devin Sawa, do you know
when
who
he was
is?
12.
I always liked blonde guys. Like they both were. It's so weird when you see these people like grown up and they just look so unattractive. But like Devin Saw was in Casper, this kid. Oops.
I don't even. Oh, he's cute. He does look 12. But where did he go? Where is he now?
I don't know.
Do you think you have a shot with him?
Probably not. He's Canadian though, so maybe I was on to something. He's 40.
He's
45 years old now. So bizarre.
Oh, he's older than you.
Yeah. And he's actually not bad now.
Oh, he's cute.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So not bad. Now,
Jonathan
Taylor Thomas, I saw just this week, like, made his first, like, appearance seen publicly for the first time in 2 years this week. And it wasn't good. It wasn't
really? Oh, dear.
Yeah.
It was bad. You're completely hidden behind the Francis
wine.
Coppola bottle of wine. Okay,
wait.
Yeah.
Oh wait, hang on.
Oh wait, that could be awkward. Your Google searches.
My Google searches are not awkward. This is now.
Oh, bless.
Right.
Is that what? What's he drinking?
JTT.
A 40.
No. But remember this cute little can.
Turn it. Oh. Yeah, he was so cute.
So I was obsessed. I had all the posters on my wall. He was the guy.
Never.
I'm trying to think, because that was like obviously like when I was really young. And then getting older.
Yeah.
No, I think I was just like so.
So what about like Anna? Does she think like Travis Kelce's hot?
She doesn't really like say that yet, or you know, like she doesn't really, I don't think, have.
What would you do if Anna was like, Mom, Travis Kelce is so hot?
Honestly, at this point, it would not surprise me because she's saying she's falling in love with people.
I know. I do feel like it's weird to say, to be 46 years old and be like, he's hot. But I don't mean it like that. I'm just like, I mean, he's handsome. I don't know. I feel like I'm getting to that age where I'm just like, oh, what a handsome young man.
Right.
You know? That's what I feel like with Dak. Like, I feel like he's a handsome young man.
He is.
Because if I would have hit puberty earlier, he's young enough to be my son.
Andy Roddick was one, too. Like, that I used to be.
Oh, you were obsessed. You tried to call him.
I tried to call him. I called, like, information in Austin trying to get his number because we were going out to 6th Street and I wanted to see if he wanted to meet up. But no, I didn't get anywhere with that. So, yeah, and then, like, you know, certain athletes.
Andy Roddick is super
cute. Yeah, he's cute. So.
I'm trying to think. Like, I've had random ones. Like
vibe. I feel like they're all similar.
Like, there was a time when I was obsessed with Sean Connery.
What's that?
And you know why? Oh, you're frozen. Are you frozen in real life? Oh, dear.
You froze.
Julie's frozen. Hello, Julie. You are frozen.
You're talking to me?
Oh, there you are. Yeah, you were frozen.
Oh, you were frozen for me too. Weird.
Oh, but that's okay. We're going to persevere. Mm-hmm. So like for a while, like, I don't even remember like why, but like Sean Connery, and it was, you know why it was, well, I know why I dug him. I don't know why it was like in my brain, but his voice, mm-hmm. like, I'm like, ooh, Sean Connery, like just read me a book or something. Like
read me a book.
Really like that yeah. voice. Tell me a bedtime story.
Matthew McConaughey, he's a good voice
Kevin
guy.
Kevin Costner. Yeah. See, I'm out on. I mean, I think he's adorable.
We need to get him
whatever,
on.
But like, we do need to get him on. We'll work. That's the goals for 2024. I like him. Like, I like him more for his like his aura and his personality more so than like thinking he's hot or whatever. You know. Yeah. I'm trying to think of who else. Sean Connery was a random. Kevin Costner, mm-hmm. like, I've always just thought there was something like so gruff and, you know, him wearing that Carhartt jacket in Yellowstone. I'm like oh,
that.
Dear. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, you're like 70, like, you know, but you can still be attractive and handsome at however old he is. And then, of course, you know, Justin Timberlake has always just been, I've always loved him. But then I heard those bad things about him and that he, I haven't read it. Should I read that? Have
Britney's,
you read it? The Britney book?
No, but I've read articles about it and excerpts of it.
Excerpts.
And yeah, Michelle Williams voiced the audio version of it. So it'd be an easy way to listen is just listening to the, I haven't gotten into like audiobooks yet, but I feel like if I were to,
I've never
if
done
I were
an
to
audiobook.
Like read, that would probably be it just because I can't like find time to sit and abandon everything else in my life and read a book. Like if it's on, that's why I listen to the radio all the time. Like you can keep doing all your things and still be entertained.
So I wonder if I should buy, should I get that book for my trip at the end of January?
Yeah.
Maybe? And do a book
report
on it?
Do a book report,
report,
yeah. And then maybe I'll borrow it.
I wonder if it's going to make me not like him.
Well, I mean, I think if you judge him for things he did when he was a lot younger, you know, but now I think it's like, it's weird how it all came out because now he's like married with kids and all of a sudden these accusations are coming out about when he was, you know, 20 something or whatever. It's like he's just going through life and then all of a sudden, you know, same with like,
well, especially going through life at that rate, like that in that setting, in that
situation.
Well, it's
kind of like that's what just happened with Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian, like, because Taylor did that sit down interview with Time
Magazine.
What's
that whole beef?
So, Taylor did that sit down interview with Time Magazine because she was the Time Magazine Person of the Year. And she was talking about her career and like the different, you know, trials and tribulations of her career or whatever. And she told the story, like, remember, so her whole Reputation era where she's like wearing black all the time and she's, her songs are like, look what you made me do. And those songs, that was all like after the Kim Kardashian and Kanye West thing, where Kanye put a line in his song, one of his songs. It was like, Taylor, me and her will still have sex. I made that bitch famous. Yeah. Like, or we're going to have sex kind of deal. Like, and I made that bitch famous. And apparently, like, so she was pissed when that song came out. And he said that he called her and wanted her to approve, or like asked if she would approve that line in the song. And she did, but she said, as long as you don't call me a bitch or anything, because she thought it was just, I made her famous. And so she was trying to be cool about it or whatever. And then Kim Kardashian and Kanye, who were married at the time, Taylor was all mad when the song came out, and Kim released an audio message of Taylor and Kanye on the phone. And they were like, Taylor said that this line was okay. I don't know why she's acting so mad, blah, 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 blah. But Kim edited that audio to make it sound like Taylor approved it when she didn't.
That's yeah. Bush.
And so, and Taylor like went, she said in this interview, she went for like a year and lived like in, I think she was in London. She like got a rent house and like didn't show her face for a year. She was, couldn't trust anybody, like didn't want to have any phone calls because she didn't trust that people weren't recording them. Anyways, and so she had never really like opened up about all of that. But this year, all these years later, she told that story and said that Kim had never apologized. And so now all of a sudden Kim is like getting so much hate, like out of nowhere. You know, it's like you think you survived something, and then same with Brittany and Justin. It's like all it these years back. Later, everyone's hating on them. Do we have a cameo?
Hattie wants to say hi.
Hi, Hattie. How are you, pretty girl?
She says hi.
I like your earrings. Yeah, do you have earrings in? Good. They look pretty.
She got new earrings.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Yes. Yeah.
You like the light? Yeah. You like okay. The camera girl.
Hey, huh? No. Okay, I'll come take a night in a minute.
She's getting ready for bed.
Yes. I know, and that further reason to like, it must, I mean, whatever, fame, fortune, whatever, it's gotta suck to be that famous. Like, to where everything you say gets scrutinized and analyzed, and then people go back and find, did they record a phone call? Like, or did she just like make an audio message saying, hey, Kanye,
they recorded a phone call.
Like, I mean.
And then edited that phone
they
call.
They did.
Edited it and then released it. Yeah. Saying like, oh yeah.
Have you ever recorded a phone call? I don't know how to. And doesn't it like notify the other person you're recording?
Yeah.
I don't know. Either. That seems weird. Okay. Can I tell you one thing?
Yeah.
Before we go. So I'm leaving our lunch today, walking to my car, and I get a phone call from, it said no caller ID. And I hesitated. I didn't even think about it, but when my kids used to call me like years ago, like multiple years ago before they had phones or whatever, and when they would call me from their Alexa, they're like Amazon Alexa, it would show up as no caller ID. So like instinctually, I just like answered and I'm like, hello. I mean, we don't even have Alexas anymore. My kids have, I don't even know what I was thinking. I just automatically hit like, whatever, hello. And it paused for like 2 seconds and then said, is this Emily? And I said, yes. And they said, can we meet so I can you? And I was like, it was so startling.
Wait, what was
like,
that?
It was obviously yes.
Yikes.
And then, so immediately you're like looking around.
That's
like,
really creepy.
It's so fucking creepy. But I'm like, it had to be some sort of, I don't know. But it was like 12, when did we leave lunch? 12:45? Yeah. Like, it's like it was the middle of the day as I'm walking through downtown Dallas and I'm like, I don't know. It
just
really creeped me out. Yes. Yes.
That is very creepy.
And then I was worried they would call. Very creepy. Like, I mean, I say that word all the time, but like to hear it like that, it's like, ooh.
And I didn't know that.
That's a real.
People were doing that, calling people and saying that.
I don't.
Usually it's just like someone that wants to buy your house or something. It's like, it's like trying to sell you something or, yeah.
Right. Or like junk email. Like that's one thing. But like this was like so aggressive out of the shoot. I don't know. It just felt really weird for someone. And like, you know, you think about, for example, so Mike sent me like the whole scam, phishing, whatever thing is so out of control. So Mike sent me a thing, forwarded me a voicemail that he had gotten from our cable provider. That's like, oh, 50% off, call this number to keep this deal in place. And so I listened to it. And I was like, well, this sounds legit. And then I'm like, well, wait, Mike is not, it's my name on the account. It's my number on the account. Like this, I think this is a total scam. And I did never call it back. And I'm like, they would have emailed me if there was some special offer. There would have been all kinds of things. Not calling him was really weird. But I'm like, this is how, like, you know, my mom, who's 75 or 70, however old she is, you know, gets scammed, you know, by stuff, whether it be through email or over the phone. Like, I mean, even Mike is like super skeptical. And I mean, granted, he didn't do anything, but he just forwarded it to me. But, you know, it's, he was just passed it off as like, oh, this is our cable provider. We're going to get 50% off. Like, here it is. And then, but I did never follow through on it. It's like, we're,
they're trying so many different ways now to scam people.
Yes. And you don't know what's real and what's not. So anyway, that's,
well, I'm sorry.
Hopefully
sorry,
that was like that a creepy computer that called me with that.
Right. That is really weird.
So anyway, we've run the gamut tonight from phishing scams to filling of cups and Christmas presents and Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah.
I feel like this is
covered a lot of ground here.
Just, I know. I'm going to maybe download an audiobook or order a book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're yawning too much.
Thank you, Francis. Go get some. Tag us when you do.
Thank you. Thanks, Frank. Maybe we could arrange. Maybe we could go to
the winery,
Napa.
I think we could.
Yeah.
I think we could. We totally should.
Do you think, Frank interview. Is there? You think he would appreciate it if I called him Frank?
Probably.
What's up, Frank?
He made a living in wine. Yeah, probably. He's got to be kind of cool. He's got to be pretty cool. Good with the flow.
Wine and being a famous
and
director.
That, yep.
Okay. A couple more weeks left in 2023.
We can do it. We can all do it. Mom gamers, we can do it.
We can do it. Yes. And if you're listening, we love you, first of all. And then if you have any favorite moments from 2023, please send us a DM on Twitter or Instagram, Facebook, because we're compiling our best of for the final episode of 2023. And we would love to get your input on moments that you found funny or memorable or
guests,
you know,
yeah,
good, whatever. Guests you loved. Yeah. Yeah. We got a lot of Nate Lowe's.
Yeah.
Of course, because the Rangers of the World. Oh, one more thing. What? One more thing. I got a big email today that said, Emily, I am pleased to inform you that you will be receiving a 2023 World Series Championship ring. And it is not enough to just send your size in. We need you to come to the ballpark and get fitted for this ring by the people who are doing it.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing.
So I was like, oh, my gosh, it's happening.
What a cool email to get. That should have avoided the creepy phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah. That cancels.
It cancels
out the creepy phone call. What an amazing email. And you'll bring it on the show and you can show us your own.
Yes. Oh, of course. Yeah. So I'm going to go tomorrow and get fitted for for my ring.
I'm so jelly, excited, but so happy for you. That's amazing.
Thank you. I'll let you do it. You can borrow it and take it to show and tell one day.
Oh my God, that'd be so cool. Work. Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Yes. I'd love it.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
I love you. We'll be back in studio
you
next
too.
Week.
You Yes, we will.
Yeah, hug and kiss the kiddos
I will.
For me.
You do the same.
And tell Kelly hi and happy Christmas shopping.
Thank you. You too. Okay.
Bye. Love you.
Mom game out.
Mom game out.